An area of high pressure is located near Hudson Bay in Canada, and that high pressure will control our weather for about the next 24 to 36 hours. In fact, it's controlling our weather today, though it might be a bit tough to believe given the rather stubborn cloud cover that we've had through much of the day. Those clouds are actually being generated by an upper-level disturbance coming through at the jet stream level. That disturbance spun up the clouds, and it's also triggered a few very light sprinkles and showers across our area. Later on, that disturbance will push off to the east. We'll see clearing come in, and it is going to be a mostly clear and pretty cold night as temperatures fall back into the 30s in most areas. We could see a few upper 20s in our typically coldest locations. So there's the threat for a freeze and definitely a frost across the area. The National Weather Service has posted a frost advisory in all areas where the growing season has started, which includes the Hudson Valley and also southern Litchfield County in Connecticut. Following a cold start, tomorrow is going to have a very pleasant finish. With high pressure in control, we'll see a mostly sunny day. And temperatures tomorrow should work well into the 60s, which is right around normal for this time of year. By Thursday, we'll start to see a warm front approach from the southwest as a large low-pressure area is moving into the nation's midsection. With the approach of that warm front, we will see more clouds around on Thursday, and there's even the chance for a few showers, especially from the capital region and the I-90 corridor on south. Temperatures on Thursday will be generally in the 60s, though a few spots across the North Country could touch 70, where there will be more sunshine. That warm front will still be in our area on Friday, so I am forecasting a variably to mostly cloudy day with a chance of showers and storms. Temperatures on Friday should again be in the 60s to around 70. The air will be much warmer to our west, where Syracuse and Rochester could touch 80 on Friday, and some of that warmer air comes our way over the weekend, though it's probably not going to be 80 degrees, but many spots could reach into the lower 70s on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear with areas of frost tonight, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear with areas of frost tonight, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear with areas of frost tonight, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly clear with areas of frost tonight, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers mainly south of Interstate 90, high in the 60s to around 70, and on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or thunderstorms with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.